For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he plans to name his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy on July 9th. During the question and answer session, the president was also asked about Chief of Staff John Kelly and whether his job was in jeopardy.
No, we're getting along very well. Look, at some point things happen, but I will tell you, we have a very good relationship.
Kelly has told people close to him he'd be happy if he made it to the one-year mark, which would mean he would stay until late July. And as for his upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the president said,
"We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to be talking about Syria. We'll be talking about elections. And we don't want anybody tampering with elections."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Last night in Annapolis, a vigil for the five people killed in the Capital Gazette newsroom shootings, allegedly by a man with a long-standing grudge. There was a complaint filed by the newspaper back in 2013 about Jared Ramos, but the police chief says that there was a mutual agreement to not pursue the issue because it might exacerbate a flammable situation. Hundreds of demonstrations are planned around the country today to protest the Trump administration's immigration policy. MoveOn.org Executive Director Anna Gallen said they put out a call for action and hoped for a couple of hundred events.
We have 750.
She says the president's executive order ending the separation of families has not solved the problem.
There are still thousands of children in our country who were forcibly separated from their families.
Gallen says speakers at today's events will include those who have been separated from their children or parents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
One retail giant announces a new way to spend money, while another announces a way to make it. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
First, Walmart says it's introducing a 3D virtual shopping tour on its website. The virtual tour will take a customer into a 3D apartment that has about 70 items from national brands, as well as items from Walmart's private label. Of course, you'll be able to buy the item by simply clicking on it. You can tour the 3D apartment at Walmart.com beginning in just a few days. Meanwhile, Amazon's offering a new small business opportunity. It says people with as little as $10,000 to invest could start a small business delivering Amazon Prime packages. And Amazon says the new business owners could eventually make as much as $300,000 a year. The online retailer says you can start applying now for the so-called Delivery Service Partners program. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People in the United States will soon be able to get a taste of Guinness beer that's been brewed a little closer to home. The company's new brewery is expected to open later this summer in Maryland and will be the first on American soil in over 63 years. The Baltimore Sun says the revived historic building in Relay, Maryland, will open in August for tours, taproom tastings, and dining in its restaurant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all who have served veterans, active duty military, and first responders. Brought to you by the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network. Live stream or Facebook with us on AllianceForTheBrave.com. Hey, I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy Vietnam veteran and certified senior advisor. And joining me, my great buddy Ron Abrams with the Texas Veterans Commission.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am terrific. We have another beautiful, beautiful coming into the studio, Miss Robin Valtuto, the founder and executive director of Alliance for the Brave. Good morning, Robin. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is an exciting, exciting show edition of Alliance for the Brave. And we are so excited to announce our partnership with Armed Forces Radio Network. So this is the first show launching. It's almost like the rebirth of Alliance for the Brave. So much thanks to the president of Armed Forces Radio Network, Dennis Schultz, our incredible KBD team from our CEO, Fred Weinberg, our COO, Janet Bro, our general manager, John David Wells, our IT engineer, David Maddox, our producers, Chris Campbell, and Philip Brown.
Hey, you got to mention my wife who helps us out a lot, too.
We didn't get there. Yes, and behind the scenes, Diane Blythe, who is really so fantastic at help keeping us organized and so much more, as well as our web development partnership with Gear Services, owned by two veterans of the United States Air Force, Richard and Pat Gear, based in Jacksonville, Florida, which I am on my way there or just next week.
How fun is that? Robin, we started this program in January of 2015, didn't we?
We sure did. It's hard to believe that much time has come by.
Yeah. How come you keep looking younger and I keep looking older, okay?
It's the lens that we're looking through, right?
Oh, is that it?
In fact, you guys, I am literally 3 weeks away from 50. So, I got to start looking at those wrinkle-free, anti-age-free vitamins.
Brother Ron.
You don't need all that.
No, you don't need all that. No. Brother Ron, you are a U.S. Army veteran. You also are the regional director for employment for the Texas Veterans Commission. So you are working with companies nationwide to employ veterans when they come out of active duty military. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we work under the auspices of the Department of Labor. So essentially they've changed titles now, our titles. So now I am the district outreach coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. So essentially we help veterans with their transitional process, whether it's their resumes, their interview techniques, business dress, even networking properly. We help veterans with those processes. They do go through the transition assistance program, which is roughly four days up to 2 weeks. But they're crammed with information during that time. So we basically pick up the ball where they leave off, and we help their transition move a little bit smoother in that direction when it comes to employment. So we're basically removing any barrier that they may have when it comes to employment, anything.
And you guys, one of the beauties of us going from a local market to a voice now around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, which we are home-based in Dallas, Texas. You'll hear us live every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. And then around the world, you'll hear us on Armed Forces Radio Network every Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. and 9 to 11 p.m. But Ron, with what you bring to the table, which is going to be such great information, vaccination for our veterans as well as our active duty service members is what is happening in the job market on a global level, not just here in the great state of Texas.
Ron, how can people get a hold of you or go to get more information?
They can reach me at my email at ronald.abrams@tvc.texas.gov. You have to spell Texas out.
Abbreviate. What's that. The easier way to reach you, Ron?
Phone number, 210.
No, no. Our website, guys, our website.
AllianceForTheBrave.com.
There you go.
Yes, that's the number four. Don't spell that out.
Yeah.
The number four.
Any way you want to type it in, it will get you there. AllianceForTheBrave.com. You can learn all about Jim Blythe, who also served in the United States Navy back in Vietnam. You can learn everything about Ron, myself, a lot of our contributors to the show, as well as a lot of service organizations that are there to support you and your families.
Now, Robin, you do a whole lot as our executive director in planning, helping us down the road. So if people want to contact you, they can, again, go to our website, Alliance for the
very
Brave.
Very good.
Hey, yeah, I'm learning.
Very, very good. Very good. You know, Jim, I'm the only civilian in our team, outside of your bride, of course. My grandfather served. My great-grandfather served. My great-uncle served. And I was also tied to the military through my years working with the NFL, 13 years. And many of those years working with the Jacksonville Jaguars, we were so honored to be chosen by Armed Forces Entertainment to entertain the troops around the globe.
You've been to Bahrain. You've been to a lot of places we've talked about.
Many places in Africa, many of the camps in Bahrain, Kuwait, as well as we've spent the night and entertained on the flight decks of so many carriers. It was so interesting getting to spend the evening on the USS Roosevelt with 4,500 servicemen and women, the Villa Gulf and the Detroit.
You know, that's pretty awesome. I got to be aboard the Riskany and the Hancock, and I got to watch those USO tours, and you mean a whole lot to us when you come out there and take the time. And it's not exactly the easiest gig for an entertainment group, is it?
No, especially when everybody's probably been watching lately the memories of Bob Hope USO tours, which were phenomenal and truly set the stage for the entertainment that's provided to our troops around the world today. And yes, we may have like a half a tent set up in the dirt somewhere to do our little changes, because these are full-blown variety show type of productions that the NFL cheerleaders bring out to the troops.
You know, this is my second time to be on Armed Forces Radio Network.
It is? When the first time?
Well, the first time was aboard the USS Oriskany.
Oh, that's right.
When I broadcasted Armed Forces Radio Network aboard the ship to our ship's crew, and I had a lot of fun doing that, but that was rock and roll entertainment. Now, let me tell you a quick funny story. When I checked aboard and I said, can I help you? And they go, yeah. And I looked at all the record albums they had, and they were all classics, real classics, like the Boston Pops, the New York Philharmonic, you know, Sing Along with Mitch, Lawrence Welk. And I'm like, you got to be kidding.
No, Lawrence Welk? Classic?
No, but on an aircraft carrier where the average age is about 20? No way. So when we pull back into Subic Bay, I got a whole bunch of rock and roll albums. And we came out of Subic Bay, and I mean, I cranked it up. And we were rocking and rolling, and I was doing the patter. And all of a sudden, there was a phone in the studio, and it rang, and I went, oh, no. So I picked it up, and it said, Sailor, this is such and such. And I went, oh, my God, it's the CO of the ship. He said, we love what you're doing. You sound just like stateside radio. Keep it up. And we're rocking up here on the bridge. And I said, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. About that time, the door blew open. In comes an officer, I think he was the Catholic chaplain, and he goes, Sailor, who told you could play that devil music? I said, the captain, he's on the bridge. So that was my introduction to Armed Forces Radio in 1967.
You should have said, we're battling the devil. We need that kind of music.
That is for sure. So if you want to know more about Alliance for the Brave, you can go to our website. If you want to make comments, if you want to join in, send us an email. Again,
is AllianceForTheBrave.com, and we'll be glad to work with you on that. We've got some really exciting programs coming up in the future.
Right. Well, real quick, I was going to mention to people, too, stay with us on Facebook Live, Alliance for the Brave on Facebook. And you can actually comment during the show with us that way, too.
That is a good thing. Now, some of the other things we've talked about, employment. Robin, what are some of the other things that you are involved in, like, for instance, AUSA?
Well, yes, AUSA, national organization, is wonderful. Jim, you're a part of that too. There's an arm of that United States Army Foundation Scholarship Foundation, which has been a really nice association for us. And just this last year, we got a chance to actually read a lot of the applications from those who are serving, that are veterans, your children needing scholarship assistance, and just learning their stories were phenomenal. So we are very heavily involved in promoting higher education and helping those of you that are seeking that along that pathway.
Now, you work also with Tarrant County College. They have special programs for veterans as well in terms of education. So people could do online education. They can further their education.
Yes. You know, honestly, with the state universities and the Harvards and such, the college tuition has just become so outrageous that community colleges are getting a lot of attention. And only because I've been working in community college for the last 2.5 years, I realized the quality of education is extremely good. Great, great professors at that level, but without the high dollar cost to get it. And the wonderful thing is with Tarrant County College is just one of many community colleges around the nation that's very veteran friendly, is that we accept all forms of assistance, financial assistance that the military offers servicemen and women. So if you're from Texas, Hazelwood Act, we accept it.
That's great to know. Okay, Ron, tell us, sir. Do you have some employment tips, some opportunities with which you might want to mention that you're going to be talking about in the future? I know next week we've got Patrick Alcorn, dear friend of both you and I. He is nationwide in his program. He's working with the University of Texas at Arlington in helping people understand entrepreneurship and start their own business. What are some of the other things that you've got?
Well, one thing we're making a big push on, and that is women veterans. Widely forgotten, but not with us. Texas Veterans Commission has taken the steps, and we've got some very important people in leadership that have taken the steps as well. So shout out to Anna Baker. She's heading our Women Veterans Outreach Program, and we're even going into the assisted living facilities, wherein you'll find many women veterans who are housed in those areas, but forgotten in many ways. But Texas Veterans Commission has taken the steps to go in and present them with certificates of appreciation. We even bring in the nice suites, you know, the baked goods and things of that nature. But just to let them know that they are not forgotten. And as a matter of fact, last night, the Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated did a senior prom for one of the assisted living facilities out in Grapevine.
Oh, how
and,
sweet.
Yes, so we basically dressed up in our garb, which is basically a black suit, bow tie, white shirt, of course, and of course the black shoes. And then we did a little.
I'm sure you were looking very dapper.
We wanted to give them a great time.
What you don't understand is this is the most well-dressed veteran in the United States. He believes in putting the best foot forward without a doubt. If you want to know how to do an interview, you want to know how to build your resume, but most of all, you want to learn how to dress to impress, Ron Abrams is your guy.
Ron's theme song is Sharp Dressed Man. We got to find that during the break.
Without a doubt. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be right back after this word from all of our partners. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams and Robin Valletudo. And we're going to be telling you more about not only what we do, but what we're going to be doing on the Armed Forces Radio Network, on the USA Radio Network, and on Alliance for the Brave, your voice for veterans, first responders, and active duty military. We'll be right back after these words.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, certified senior advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is, no fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back and welcome aboard. We've got this great ship moving around the world now. Ron, thank you. Thank you for all you do in helping veterans get a job and get on track.
I enjoy it. I walked in the shoes of many veterans out there, and it's not easy with the transition process, but we are making it easy through Texas Veterans Commission.
Now, let me also introduce Colonel John Antall. If you've been watching us on Facebook, Colonel John Antall, you are the consummate leadership teacher, and your books, The Seven Leadership Lessons of the American Revolution and The Seven Leadership Lessons of D-Day, incredible. And we're going to be talking about the 4th of July at 10 o'clock this morning. So, Colonel Antall, welcome.
Jim, thank you very much, Robin. Ron, it's great to be on the team right now, and you guys are great. And I am very, very excited about being able to be heard on AFRTS and all around the world now. This is a great thing for the radio, and well done.
Well, Colonel, you are a regular of our team. You've been with us since the beginning. You've got this amazing relationship with John David Wells,
and through that we had the blessing of getting to know you as well. And so it is a true treasure for our listeners whenever we can have you on. So I hope that when our servicemen and women around the world get to hear today's show, that they will just be so entertained.
Well, thank you so much. One of the things I think that's really important is purpose. And my purpose is to develop leaders and inspire service. So if I can be with you guys and just step a little bit toward that and help people, then great.
One of our biggest things that we promote is education and leadership. And John, you train leaders both in ROTC groups and young military. And you do your trip to Vicksburg every year that you have invited me on, but I've never had time to go.
Right. Well, I served 30 years in the U.S. military, U.S. Army. And very proud to have had that selfless service. But after I retired, I worked for Microsoft, and then I worked to create video games for a video game company.
How fun.
Yeah, and write books and make TV shows and things. So it's been an exciting post-Army career. But I sat around with several of my friends, and I said, hey, we should do something more than just give money. So we decided to invest in the next generation of leaders by coaching, teaching, and mentoring them. So we do a pro bono effort to coach, teach, and mentor college ROTC cadets and others around the world. We take them to places like Normandy, France. They don't have to pay anything. We raise the money. We do a thing in Vicksburg, Mississippi, where we have a very involved a leadership experience. It's like a staff ride on steroids, if you know what a staff ride is. And it's just a great opportunity to give back to the next generation. So my challenge to everyone there is that no matter who you are and what you do, we all have an opportunity to coach, teach, and mentor. Find those people that you can do that for, and never give up. Always do that.
And take the time and be consistent. If you are going to provide that, be consistent.
Absolutely.
And not just a one-time deal, right?
Right.
Leadership takes so much time to develop. So one exposure with a child is not going to produce the outcome that you're going to be looking for. Colonel, how do you raise funds for this incredible opportunity for young people?
Well, we do a lot of it through the Association of the United States Army, and they've been very good at helping us with all that. Of course, I'm a lifetime member of the AUSA. And also, we ask people for donations. So we end up going around and asking people. And there's many great people in the Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth area that give us funds to do this. And we're also working very hard to create a situation where we can earn money to do it. So we have formed a company called How to Lead US, and we actually teach and coach and mentor businesses, and we use some of the money from that to do it.
I want to do a quick shout-out, guys, with AUSA to their leadership, not only Colonel Antal, but also Colonel Richard Connes, Colonel J.P. Hogan.
That's right.
Man, you talk about some stellar men that have served our country in a high capacity who are now serving us in a civilian capacity on a very high level. These men can make things happen. So we are so thrilled to be associated.
Yeah, soldiers for life, and we keep serving in different ways.
And you even let an old sailor come in.
Always. We love it. We're joint. We enjoy Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. It's great.
I'm even a member.
All are leaders.
One of the big things that I think a lot of people, active duty and veterans, need to know is plug in. Be a part of a mission that continues. And the organizations that we have, AUSA, Air Force, Navy League, Marine Corps League, these organizations, IAVA, are so important, VFW, Foreign Legion, in bringing together veterans, bringing together people who have served and continuing their service and continuing the opportunity to work together. Team Rubicon, which goes to disasters around the world. They actually went to Nepal a couple of years ago. They were one of the first to provide SAR rescue swimmers down in Houston. So it is absolutely important to be plugged in, tuned in. Now, I'm going to make a little bit of a break. In a minute, we're going to have Congressman Pete Sessions on. He is the chairman of the Rules Committee. He is also a very dear friend of ours, and he provides us with Washington updates. So please stick around, because we're bringing one of the leaders of Congress on to talk about one of the most important things as it relates to the military and to veterans, the 2019 Defense Appropriations Bill that was just passed. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, Robin Valletudo, and Colonel John Antal, and we're going to be talking with Congressman Pete Sessions, very dear friend of ours, very important, that he is going to be giving us some background on rebuilding our armed forces. restoring military readiness, and supporting our warbirds. This is Jim Blythe, and again, Ron Abrams, Robin Valletudo, and John Anderson.